Hi, I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Hometown and baseball night league games tonight, getting down to the last games of the regular season with the night league playoffs coming up. Cross Plains will play at Black Earth this evening, Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells at Mazamani, and Arena will be at Dodgeville for a 7:30 first pitch time tonight. Arena will be in the Sunday league playoffs with a first round game at Belleville on Sunday. That game's been moved to 3 p.m. because of a community festival going on in Belleville. Volleyball camp starts next week for Richland Center and area volleyball players. I talked to Coach Jamie Johnson about that recently.
High school one is just about full. I've been kind of reminding my kids, because we actually have kids, a couple kids from Mount Horeb, Riverdale, Ithaca, that were planning to sign up or signed up. I haven't looked here lately, but there's definitely, it's open to all kids around the area. In those younger levels, that second through third grade runs from 8:15 to 9:15, and that's $50 for the week, include the T-shirt. The fourth through sixth grade then come in 9:30 to 10:45, again $50 in with the T-shirt. Then we have a little longer session with the seventh and eighth grade at 11 to 1, and that's $70. And then the high school is 2 to 4:30 next week. Monday through Thursday.
For more information, call 604-7751. It is sponsored by Richland Center Parks and Recreation Department. Brewers left-hander Kyle Harrison closed out his five scoreless innings last night by striking out the last eight batters he faced. Harrison was the winning pitcher in a 4-2 victory over Pittsburgh. William Contreras slammed his 11th home run of the season. Milwaukee with the win last night, led by Harrison, whose legs cramped up at the start of the sixth inning.
Just, down in a pickle shot and down in a whatever hot cinnamon thing, so just trying to get the cramps out. You know, those last two hitters in the fifth inning just kind of locking up on me, had the groin locking up, the calves were just cramping. So first time I really experienced like a full body cramp out there, so it was just like, hey, I gotta at least get through this fifth, and powered through that, and then thought I could manage to go out for the sixth, but through those warm-up pitches and just body was telling me, you know, it's locking up.
Christian Yelich had the first RBI of the game, had a couple of hits day after. His manager, Pat Murphy, pleaded with the fans to kind of leave Yelly alone, and manager Pat Murphy was asked about that last night.
Does anybody really listen to what I say at the end of these things? You know what I mean? Like, do some people really tune in? I'm like, or maybe you guys wrote something or something, I don't know, but happy for him. He had two really good at-bats, ran the bases unbelievably. That was big. It was huge.
Starting today will be newcomer Dustin May, who was recently involved in the trade, coming over to the Brewers. He talked yesterday about joining a team late in the season.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing coming in, especially at this time of the year when everybody's like comfortable and got their routines, and you're the new guy on the block kind of pushing everybody out of their routines just a smidge, so just trying to get as comfortable and get a lay of the land as quickly as possible.
Dustin May will be on the mound for the Brewers later today. Last night, the Cubs were winners 7-6 over the Dodgers. Atlanta 4, Miami 1. Washington 10-4 over Philadelphia. Arizona 10, San Diego 4. In the American League, Toronto 5, Houston 4. Baltimore 5-2 over the Angels. Boston 4, the White Sox nothing. Kansas City 2-1 over Minnesota. Seattle 4, Detroit 2. Interleague play, Texas 6-0 over San Francisco, Tampa Bay 4, Colorado nothing, Cincinnati 3, the Athletics 2, Mets 6-5 over Cleveland, St. Louis got the win against the Yankees by a score of 3-1. In other sports, after watching a couple of practices in Green Bay this week, veteran NFL analyst Pete Briscoe predicts a big year for the Packers. Briscoe said the team will get big-time performances from Jordan Love, Edgerrin Cooper, and Evan Williams. Matthew Golden has had an outstanding training camp so far, and there is hope he could become a dynamic X receiver. The expert with CBS Sports says having two all-pro level players in Williams and Xavier McKinney on the back end of the defense is very important. Fall camp starts for the Wisconsin Badgers today. The football program has announced plans for a practice that will be open to the public on Tuesday, August 18th, starting at 7 p.m. Fans will be able to watch the Badgers as they prepare for the season opener against Notre Dame to be played at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Some of that camp work has been done in Platteville in past years, but it is in Madison now. Also, Aaron Donald is formally worked out for the Rams. That's presumably one of the final steps before the superstar defensive tackle decides whether to end his 2.5-year retirement. Donald has been training at the Rams' Woodland Hills training complex and at home for several weeks in his attempt to return to the NFL. While the Rams have emphasized their willingness to wait indefinitely for Donald to decide, Coach Sean McVay has expressed cautious optimism in the past week about the prospect of lining up Donald and Myles Garrett together on a remarkable defensive line. There's still work to be done by the Bucks this offseason. They have to decide what to do with Kyle Kuzma and Miles Turner. Kuzma might be easier to deal because he has an expiring contract. Turner is coming off the worst season of his career, but he was still one of the best shot blockers in the NBA, and he connected on a solid 38% of his three-pointers. That is a look at sports on a Thursday. I am Phil Nee.